123 with Bob Simpson.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Happy Friday!
Well, yes, good afternoon. Now, for the majority of today's show, we're going to be talking about an open-air concert on the 25th of August in the beautiful gardens of Ingatestone Hall. It'll be a great opportunity to see some very talented artists featuring soprano Jackie Pittman, soul singer Irie J and his band Cure Class, Phil Cavell, Amy Langmead and singer-songwriter Mike Summers. Also appearing will be talented young singer-songwriter Harry Cash. And joining me in the studio today here on Phoenix FM is the organiser of the event, Colin Pittman, along with Jackie Pittman and Harry Cash, who will be performing for us on today's show. Also here is Tim Farmer, and Tim has brought along a very close friend of his, Basil Fawlty, who will be co-presenting the summer concert. Well, welcome to Phoenix, everyone.
Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Hello there. It's lovely to have you here. Thanks for coming. First of all, I think I'd like to talk to the organiser of the concert, Colin Pittman. Last year's event was a complete sellout to 600 people. I've seen some of the videos from last year, and it looked a fantastic evening. Were you pleased with the way it went?
Very much so, yeah. On the build-up to the concert, Bob, it was a little bit scary because opening a concert's all about the weather.
Sure.
And the Saturday, the day before, the heavens opened up.
It came down,
cats and dogs, and people ring me saying, is the concert on? Well,
right. The
answer was, the concert will always go on, whatever the weather.
Right.
The following day, on the Sunday, blow me, the weather was unbelievable, like today or even hotter. The phone started ringing again. Have you got any tickets?
Wonderful. Yeah.
And that was the start of a great concert. So, yeah, very pleased with it indeed.
Excellent. And you've packed even more into this year, haven't you? From what I've seen of the crowd from the videos last year, they seem to thoroughly enjoy it. So tell us a bit about this year's event. What have you got for us?
Well, we're certainly going to have the weather, I'm told, by the man up in the sky. What we try to do each year is change the artists. The music is similar. This year we're introducing this chap is unbelievable. It's Phil Cavell. Phil Cavell, his background is the West End. He starred as Jean Valjean. I think he was the longest running Jean Valjean for 5 years. Absolutely phenomenal artist. Very pleased to have him on board. He'll be duetting with Jackie as well as doing his own set. Then we have Irie J and his band Pure Class.
Right.
Ira was in a band back in the 80s called Yar Warriors.
Right.
Shoot me if I get that wrong. and the year before last, he was in concert with Billy Ocean.
Wow.
So he's got a fantastic pedigree. So
yeah, he's got a lovely voice in the sort of style of Luther Vandross, that sort of voice.
Very much
yeah.
so. Absolute superstar. The girls love him. I think my wife's got an eye for him as well. But don't worry, we'll sort that one way or the other.
Is that true, Jackie?
Oh, yes. He's rather nice to look at, yes. Yeah.
If you're listening this to Ira, watch yourself, matey.
Okay, smashing. And Amy Langmead. Tell me about Amy
Well,
Langmead.
Amy, it's an interesting one because what we try to do is include as many local artists as possible, and a friend of ours, Andy Theobald, who's a lead singer with 15 Watt, used to run an open mic session down at the King's Head near Stock, where we live. So he said, Colin, you want to come down tonight? There's a rather good singer on board. Her name's Amy Langmead. Went down there, and what you try to do when you put concerts on or any sort of music, you're always looking for something special.
Sure.
And Amy came on, not only could she sing, she had a fantastic voice, but a terrific personality.
Right.
And when she got up on stage last year, everyone just got up, started dancing, and it was just a fantastic, you know, attribute to the concert.
Right.
And again, we've invited her back this year
Great.
For that reason.
Great, okay. Who else you got? You've got,
Well, we've got Mike Summers.
Ah, yes.
Now, Mike Summers, again, Jackie and I were down at the Andrew Lloyd Centre a couple of years ago to see this talent competition, just to see what was around. And Mike got up and started singing. He didn't really get a lot of a fantastic introduction from the guy that was running it, which I was a bit surprised on, because when he got up and sang, he stole the show.
Really?
And that led me to approach him, and he came on board. And this will be his second year with us.
Right.
So absolutely. But he's a singer-songwriter. He's He's very good. Probably along the lines, his music is jazzy edge, but I quite like some of the songs. He sounds like James Morrison.
Ah,
a bit
right.
like that. Lovely, okay. smooth, mellow
Lovely.
Music.
Riley. And finally, we've got Harry Cash, who we'll be hearing from a little bit later.
Well,
he's a young man, a talented young man, isn't he?
Well, he's going from strength to strength, Harry. He's phenomenal. For a young lad, people just love him. Not only that, he's a fantastic musician. I think it's an open air concert this Saturday somewhere in Kelvedon.
Right.
So it's something to work. You know, you can go on to. I think he's got his website and everything. He's got okay. a big following on Facebook.
Brilliant.
A lot of girls.
All right. Well, the first artist you mentioned there was Phil Cavell. He started his professional career in 1987 when he was hired by Joe Longthorne, the legendary singer and impersonator, as part of his backing vocal group. And while working in the shows, he was introduced by chance to the music of Miss Saigon by a fellow artist. And basically, he went on to secure the role of Valjean in the 1993 production of Les Miserables.
That's correct.
And that ran until 1996. Well, we can hear from Phil now, get a sample of his music. And this is from a brand new CD he's just produced, I understand.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful song. It's called To Where You Are. absolutely fantastic. That's Phil Cavell.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Calcart Hall Farm Shop. Fresh produce from Brentwood's Market Garden.
Right, the event is Sunday the 25th of August 2013. Time, 4:30 until 10:30, 10:15. Well, it'll take you a while to get out. The event is the Open Air Concert in aid of Brian Norris Charity Appeal in support of, oh, God, Scleroderma Society. Something like that, anyway. They're organised by Colin Pittman, who you heard from earlier. The location is Ingatestone Hall, Hall Lane, Ingatestone, CM49NR, for any of those with sat-nav. Now, the details. There are five very talented artists featuring soprano Jackie Pittman, soul singer Ira Jay and his band, Pure Class, spelled with a K. Some people are so literate. Phil Cavill, Amy Langmead, and singer-songwriter Michael Summers. There'll be a beer tent where you'll find me. Crepe stand and ice cream, as well as tea and coffee. But you are more than welcome to bring your own picnic to this beautiful historic venue for an evening of terrific entertainment. I know, because I'm there. The cost is £25 per head, concessions of £20, which is damn reasonable if you ask me. And the contact, the box office, is 01277 841 667 or 07435 760 153. That's 01277 841 667 or 07435 760 153. Marvellous. Thank you so much.
Visit Calcott Hall Farm Shop, Ongar Road, Brentwood, or our website at calcotthall.com for more information. And take the Calcott way to your five a day.
Who was that? What was that? It sounded like Basil. It's Basil. Hello, Basil.
Ah, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I'm very well. It's Mr. Basil Fawlty in the guise of Tim Farmer. We'll be talking to Tim stroke Basil a little more a bit later on. But first of all, I'd like to come back to Colin. Now, Colin, putting on a big event like this, it takes a lot of organising, doesn't it? And the setting up on the day. Do you get a lot of help with that?
No. yes and no. We do get a lot of help. But you actually start thinking about this probably November of last year.
Right.
Because you've got to get the acts in place. You've got to make sure they're available. You've got to negotiate, you know, the fees that the certain acts want, etc. But also then you have to organise the really boring stuff like the loos.
Yes.
You never know how many loos you're going to need, especially when Basil's around, you know.
Right. Yeah,
a lot of people will probably run to the loo to escape him.
Sure. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, Basil,
are you being insulting?
No, not at all.
Not yet.
No, I just hope he doesn't treat me like that poor chap on TV. What was his name? Manuel.
Well, I think you're about the right height. Grow a moustache.
And his poor wife, Polly.
Well, she's a lucky. No, that's Sybil.
Oh, it's Sybil.
What,
Sybil.
Are you stupid?
No, I'm just getting old. No, I'm looking forward to co-presenting the show with Basil, Tim Farmer.
Right.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of mixing in with the audience, etc.,
yep,
etc. We've got a lot of things planned. But going back to the organisation side, it's not easy. You've got to make sure everything's in place. And that brings me on to Phil Bennett, who,
right,
he's our sound engineer.
Okay.
And
yep,
we're very
important
lucky.
Job.
Well,
yeah,
it is. It's,
yeah.
In fact, IREJ, Jackie and I and Phil are really the organisers of this event.
Okay.
It all came about back in 2010, which you wouldn't know about this because I didn't tell you.
No.
So don't,
okay,
don't look surprised.
That's fine.
And we sat around the table and said, let's do something together and let's put an outdoor gig on. So
yep,
the first one we did was at Greenwoods.
Okay.
And that went phenomenally well. And then I said, let's go a stage further. So I hooked up with my dear friend, Lord Peter.
Ah, yes.
Lord Peter, as you do. I went walking around the lake with him. I said, tell me, Lord Peter, in my very cultured accent from Essex. I said, would it be possible to do an outdoor gig here? And he said, well, Colin, he said, we've had a few experiences in the past. We had too many, maybe. I said, what would you suggest numbers-wise? He said, well, anything from up to about 500, maybe a few more.
Right.
And the first one we did there was 500 people. Then they increased their licence to 1,000. And this year, we're going for 1,000 people, 1,000 guests.
Right.
And that can be all age groups. Children are welcome. So we do tend to get groups come along. Last year, we had a coach full of people. It's a well-attended event. And I think this year is probably going to be at best.
Yeah, you know, so fantastic. You're hoping for 1,000, aren't you?
Well, potentially we're catering yeah. for 1,000.
Yeah, and this year you're supporting an excellent cause as well, the Brian Norris Charity Appeal in support of the Scleroderma Society.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Could you tell us a bit about Brian and this awful disease and how you became involved in supporting
the
charity?
I'll tap onto that, Bob, but later on we're going to have Ian Jury joining us.
Yes, yep.
So Ian Jury is the catalyst why we've chosen this charity this year.
Okay.
We've known Jackie and I, and all of us actually, have known Ian over the last 3 years because he's a local businessman, done exceptionally well, and supports a lot of activities similar to this.
Right.
Why Brian Norris? Well, Ian grew up with Brian Norris from an early age, and both of them did well in their business lives. And I think probably 15 years ago or so, he was diagnosed with this terrible disease.
Sure.
So we decided to support it because we thought it's local to where we live, and we thought, what a fantastic idea. So that's why we chose that charity.
Sure.
But we can expand on that if I may when Ian arrives, probably
yeah,
about 2:30.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Lord Peter earlier on. Mm-hmm. Basil.
Yes.
Have you met Lord Petey?
Absolutely, yes. So he doffed his cap to me, quite rightly.
Yes, and how did you get on with him?
Tremendous. Absolutely wonderful. See, we're on the same level. It's a little class thing, is it? We're trying to raise the level of clientele, and he's the type of guy we want.
Right. And how is your lovely wife these days?
Sorry?
How is your lovely wife?
Lovely. Sorry, I misunderstood you there. she's still making toast by breathing on bread.
It's not
a problem. Talking on the phone to Audrey endlessly. Got to play golf and doing very little to help me run the establishment.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, we'll talk a little bit about that later on, but I'd like to welcome Harry Cash now. Harry will be appearing at the concert. If you'd just like to sit in the chair there, Harry, and get yourself ready. Now, Harry, if you don't know, is a young man. He's been playing guitar since he was about 5 and piano since from when he was about 9. His first guitar was a red Mini Fender with a mini amp to go with it. That I understand your dad bought you, Harry, is that right?
Yeah, he did.
Ah, right. Now, would you like to tell the listeners how old you are?
I'm 14.
You're 14, wow. And so how did your musical career start?
I was in a band at the age of 9, and that was really fun. I was lead guitarist, and that lasted for about 2 years, maybe 1.5.
Right.
And we had arguments, as most bands do. I was very young anyway, so.
Right.
And it got to the point I was gradually getting better at piano and wanting to quit guitar at the time. The pianist was getting slightly unadvanced to my standard as I was getting better, and I just, you know, I wanted to move on a bit more, so I felt like that was holding me back, so I just left. And then I remember I was kind of in a trance for a bit because I didn't know what to do. I was just kind of this musician doing nothing, even though I was at a young age. I joined high school, Mayflower, that year.
Right.
And my dad said, do you want to come down to an open mic night? It was just Shepherd and a Dog in Crows Hill, near where I live.
Okay.
And I said, okay then. So it started off, what would happen was we'd go down there and Dad would sing and play guitar, and I'd do an odd solo every now and again. And then one week I came up and they said, do you want to sing? I'd sung a bit for a few years where I just mutter a few words here and there, because, you know, when you're musical, singing's almost natural, whether you're good or not, you know?
Yeah.
And so I sang a few songs and the whole pub went completely silent, and from there I just loved it. So.
Wow, and you've busked in quite an exotic place, haven't you?
Yeah, I started busking when I was about 8 on holiday in Portugal.
Right.
And from there on I've busked all in London, around Essex.
Yeah.
I've even busked in Times Square in New York.
I know, that's the one I was coming to. And you got quite a crowd there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it went down very well, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, perhaps you can give us a sample of your music now. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called Claudia Jean.
Okay.
I wrote this about a girl that I met on holiday whilst I was in New York.
What?
It's available on iTunes as well, by the way.
Okay, we'll come to that as well. All right, well, take it away.
That night, I must have smiled at you at least 100 times. You must smile back even more. So to unveil the face facial expressions I gave. I raised my eyebrows at you, I gazed again.
Fantastic. Harry, thank you so much. Very much enjoyed that. And one of your own songs as well, Aged 14. What a star. Thank you. Oh, what a busy show. Back to my guests in the studio. We're talking about the open air summer concert that's being held on the 25th of August in the beautiful gardens of Ingatestone Hall. And I'm joined in the studio by lots of talented people. Thank you very much, Harry, for that. We'll be coming back to you for another song in a little while. But just moving on to Basil now. Basil, can you get yourself in front of a microphone, please? He's standing there looking out of the window as if he hasn't got a care in the world, and we're trying to run a
tweet to let people know I'm here.
We're trying to run a radio program here. Now, come on. Now, I asked you about the lovely Sybil earlier on, and you weren't.
Hey, I changed the subject, for God's sake.
Well, you weren't entirely complimentary, but you do have a very lovely wife there. Now, I do understand, I don't know how you find the time to come here today and to take part in these events when you're running a hotel in Torquay. How does that work?
Well, it's a bit concerning. Obviously, I left Manuel in charge.
God help us.
You know, it's what's going to happen when I'm not there. But obviously, if I'm not there, who's running the establishment? Well, you can't trust him. He's Spanish. He's useless. And Polly, well, she's an airhead. I mean, you know, she's drawing people with no clothes on. I mean, it's porn. It's terrible. and Sybil, of course, well, she's most probably on the golf course with Audrey.
Ah.
So oh, no, sorry, she isn't. I've just remembered. She's not. She's having a minor operation on an ingrowing toenail. It's only a minor operation, but quite painful.
So do you have a lot of other staff at Fawlty Towers? Who does all the cooking?
We have chefs from time to time when they're sober. Right. Otherwise, I do knock a few things up myself. The odd sausages burnt and things like that.
Oh, I thought it was sort of gourmet standard that you produced there.
No, well, I cheated a lot, and the chef wasn't very sober. So my friend down the road runs a very good restaurant, and couldn't afford him in the kitchen, of course. But have him bring it up, or I go down and pick it up in my Austin 1100.
Ah, yes.
When it works.
Yes. Now, I can exclusively reveal, actually, that Basil Fawlty is Tim Farmer, and Tim Farmer is Basil Fawlty. Tim, it's a bit scary. You even look like him.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, the trouble is, the older I get, the more I look like him.
I didn't know he looked that ugly.
People actually say my alter ego is actually Tim Farmer.
Okay.
And not Basil. But there
well,
you go.
Yeah.
I suppose I'll have to live with it.
I were wondering, you're sort of you've got a day job as well, haven't you, I think?
Let's not mention that one either. yes, at the moment, but things might change, you never know.
Right. Do you ever find that sort of Basil creeps in at times when he shouldn't in your other sort of life?
Yes, it does, actually. Sorry, it does. We'll get back to being Tim for a bit.
Well, actually, I can tell you a story about that.
Yep. Okay.
I bumped into Tim / Basil on the train to London one day. I was going to a meeting, and it was, "Hello, Colin. Hello, Dan." And the next minute, I'm talking to Basil. And you could see the whole train listening to what was going on. So within 3 or 4 minutes, he'd captured, I don't know, 30, 40 people's attention.
Right.
That's how good he is.
Excellent. Well, you know.
Actually, the same thing happened in Glasgow Airport. Similar.
Really?
Well, it wasn't with you, because you were going onto the plane, I was coming off.
Oh, God, yeah, I remember.
And passed. It was when I was getting back on to come back again.
I forgot about that.
I heard a shout behind me. Farmer?
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, I slip into it again. I can't help it. Just slip into it from time to time.
That is a true story.
Right, so Tim, what other sort of events do you do as Basil?
Just Basil doing weddings.
Okay.
I did the wedding of Lee Stafford and Jessica Jane Clements, who's named Jessica Jane Stafford, believe it or not, after the wedding, at Belvoir Castle, known locally as Beaver Castle. I'm not sure why, I have to ask the wife. A lot of charity events and so forth as well. And also now with Cut Productions, we do a slice of Fawlty Towers, which is here. You see, it's radio, I can show the flyer.
Right, is this where you go into restaurants?
Absolutely, take over. And you're actually having an experience of having a meal within the Fawlty Towers restaurant.
Fantastic.
It's quite simple. Manuel and I serve, clear up. And Sybil, as usual, does her nails, drinks the brandy, on the phone to Audrey.
Wonderful. When's your next event?
Good question, actually. I haven't got the diary in front
of me.
Okay,
no worries.
We have a series of events coming up. We've tied in with a company called the Dinner Show Co.
Okay.
Which is www.thedinnershowco.com. That's www.thedinnershowco.com, where we're doing a series of events from September onwards, which will be across the country. Fawlty Towers, and the company is, the show rather, is the Fawlty Towers Comedy Dinner Show.
Right.
And anyone can follow me on Twitter as well, at
Can Fawlty you book Tim. Tickets for that at the moment, or is it?
Yep, online, www.thedinnershowco.com, that's the one. You can book tickets for events all over.
Excellent.
Preston Hall's there next show, in fact, but that's actually fully booked, so you can't come along, tough. the shows tend to be fully booked relatively quickly, which is good.
I imagine they would, yes.
And we do a lot of corporate stuff as well, so obviously they're closed to the public. Private events, private parties.
So when you go into the, because I haven't been to see it yet, actually.
You caught
me out, haven't you? How long do they last for? What's the time?
It's around 2.5 hours. Sorry, it's about 2.5 hours. It's about 2.5 hours. It starts off in the bar, generally mingling. I get Manuel to out and clean the window.
So you get up close to the audience.
It's dinner show. It's right in there. It's when the siblings of Manuel's are our professional actors and actresses, and we got several of them because I wear them out. and when we started, they were petrified about the ad-libbing because they are on stage in front of a camera and it's scripted. Everything's scripted. Well, we have scripts that we go through the meal with, But 90%, 80% of the show is ad-lib.
Yeah.
So people say to me, don't get bored doing it. I say, no, because every show is different.
Yeah.
Because the audience is different.
Sounds fantastic, Tim.
Well, it is. I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, thanks for that.
No problem at all.
Thanks for talking to us, Basil, as well. Now, also appearing at the event and sitting here very quietly is classically trained soprano Jackie Pittman. I'm taking this from your website, Jackie. It says here, Jackie loves to sing. Yeah, and has done so since you were very young. Jackie trained with Ivor Evans of Sadler's Wells Opera Company and then went on to sing in his opera company. Welcome, Jackie.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. Now, it looked like you had a really great time at last year's concert, and that included an unrehearsed duet with Irie J in an entirely different genre of music than you're used to singing. Was
yes,
that difficult
right.
to do?
And no, not at all. I've always loved soul and Motown, and it's nice to have that opportunity to just, you know, sing something that I've always
what
grown
she's trying
up
to say
to.
Is get up
I've
close, get up close to Irie J. That's
well,
what she's
that's
trying to
that's
say.
Very nice. Well, but no.
Well, I have to stand in there and stop that.
Yeah, you know that sort
married,
of Whitney Houston
it.
Sound, and you know the soul stuff is what maybe I would love to have a go at. You know, at some point.
Why
you know?
Not?
So, yes.
So, what have you got for us today? You're going to sing a couple of songs for
That's
us.
That's right.
I know you've got a pressing engagement elsewhere.
Yeah.
We were going to sort of split them up and do one a bit later on. Can you do a couple in a row for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I can do. Yeah,
that'd
That's
be
fine.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to start off by singing All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, all right, we'll just sort out your music and away you go.
No more talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Say or share with me one love, one lifetime. Let me lead you from your solitude. Say lead me with you now and always, anywhere you go.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, what more could we ask of you? That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Jackie, that was fabulous, that song you just sang for us. Thank you so much. Now, I know one of the highlights of 2012 for you was when you were invited to sing the national anthem at Highlands House while the mayor of the new city of Chelmsford lit the beacon in celebration of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. That was a really well-supported event to in excess of 10,000 people, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
What was it like performing to a massive crowd?
It was really wonderful. Yeah. I loved it, and it was a true honour to be asked.
Absolutely,
it really was,
yeah. Do you get nervous at an event like that?
I do, yes, yeah. But I think it's all good to have a bit of nerves because I think that helps the performance, you know. Yeah. And you sort of work through the nerves and everything,
sure,
you know. So it was very enjoyable, I must say.
Good. Well, you've got another performance for us now. What are you going to sing for us now?
I'm going to sing "I Dreamed a Dream" from
lovely.
Les Miserables.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Right, we'll just set up Jackie's backing track and off we go.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame.
Say, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You know, as you were singing that, I was just picturing the scene of a beautiful sunny summer's evening in the beautiful grounds of Ingate Stonehill and Hall, and listening to music like that.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Jackie. That was wonderful.
Thank you very much for having us.
Brilliant. Thanks to everyone for, you know, providing an entertaining hour nearly so far. And we haven't finished yet. We've got more from Harry Cash. Harry, would you like to come over and set yourself up? Right. As you can imagine, the studio is packed with talent, as I said earlier today. We've even got Harry's mum sitting in the corner. Hi. Sorry, Harry's mum. I don't know your name.
It's Caroline.
Caroline. Thanks for bringing Harry along today. That's wonderful. How are you doing, Harry?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Do you like to sing us a song and then we'll have a little chat?
Oh, indeed.
Is that all right? Okay.
This song's called Boyfriend. It's by Justin Bieber.
Ah, brilliant. Thank you.
Your boyfriend will never let you go. I could take it places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance, you'll never ever know. Got money in my hands, I'm relaxing. On you, chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. Don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to Facetta with 3-2 swing. I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. And if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything I want. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Never let you go. Tell me what you want, girl, tell me what you don't. I could be a bird, slide and fly across the globe. You won't ever want to fight, and you already know. Make you shine bright like a lane in the snow. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend until the world ends. Make you dance to a spin and a twirl of us. Got me crazy like a sip in a woven swaggy. I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. And if I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I can be a gentleman, anything I want. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. So give me a chance, cause you're all I need, girl. Spend a week with your boy, I'll be calling you my girlfriend. And if I was your man, if I leave you, girl, I just wanna. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. I'd keep you warm, girl, never be alone. Can you be a gentleman? Anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go home, baby.
Fantastic. 14-year-old Harry Cash, ladies and gentlemen. Very good indeed. Now, Harry, I expect you've got a website, haven't you?
I have indeed.
Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's just harrycash.co.uk. I've had it for a while now.
Right, and have you got a lot of stuff up on YouTube for people to have
a look at? Oh, yeah, I have. My YouTube started a fair while ago, and it's, you just type in Harry Cash. You used to have to type in the channel, but no longer.
So. Right, okay, brilliant. So what sort of gigs do you play? Do you sort of play a whole set of music? Or?
Yeah, I do a fair range of music. Normally I just sing pop songs for the open mic nights and gigs, but at home, you know, going to be jamming out some rock sometimes and stuff, which leads me to another one of my singles, Mama Mama, that came out on Christmas last year.
Right.
Which is more of my rocky side.
Okay, brilliant. Where have you performed?
I've done several gigs already this year, which were Rock for Havens, for Charis May Darling Foundation, hospice. I've got one coming up tomorrow as well. I'm trying to remember the names of the gigs I've done.
Okay, no worries. No worries.
Oh yeah, it's Kelpnum. But I've done Hullabaloo this year as well, Hullabaloo Festival.
Wow. Okay.
That was in Mersey.
That one in Kelpnum, Harry. I think it's the recreation ground.
Yeah, recreation ground.
Right.
Yeah.
What time's that kick off?
I'm on at 12:30.
until 12:50 with my band, Harry Cash and the Loose Change. Wow.
What time does it start, though, the actual concert itself?
I think it starts at 12.
So you're sort of starting it off?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Opening up. Okay. Yeah. And what about today? How come you're here today and not at school? Did you manage to get some special time off
yeah.
for that?
My mum asked if I could miss a bit, just come here, so I did.
Brilliant. Well, Harry, thank you so much for coming into Phoenix today talking and playing for us. Jackie Pittman, the wonderful soprano singer who gave us a couple of lovely songs a little while ago, she's had to leave us. So thanks, Jackie, if you're listening in the car on the way home. Fantastic performance. Great to hear you. Still with me is Colin Pittman, and joining us in the studio now is Ian Drury. Now, Ian is involved with the charity why don't you tell us, Ian?
Okay.
Tell us about your charity.
My charity, I started in January this year. It was in aid of my best friend that died in December last year. He died of a terrible disease called scleroderma, which no one's ever heard of, or very few people have heard of. And it basically took him 20 years to die. It started off with white excretion coming from his knuckles, like chalk.
How awful.
And he plastered them up, and all his fingers were plastered up. Gradually his hands crept in, so he lost the use of his fingers. It ate the side of his fingers away. There's no treatment for this, so he gradually, and he used to literally cry. Yeah. Absolute cry his eyes out because he was in so much pain. Yeah. And it gradually went from that over the period of time where he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk 20 yards. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't dress himself. He couldn't swallow. It was terrible. But his brain was still very, very sharp.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to do the charity to raise some money for scleroderma itself, and also for families that have got a scleroderma victim in the family, because they have a tough time.
Absolutely, tough sounds time. Like an awful disease.
People they need 24-hour care. They can't do a thing.
Yeah. So, Colin, how do you know Ian?
Well, Jackie and I have known Ian about 3 to 4 years now. I think at one point we was walking their dogs. Can you believe that? Because we were all living in Stock at the time, and then from then we went invited to the Tower Arms that Ian used to own, and I think Jackie sang a song there as well as Phil. In fact, I think Phil opened the pub for Ian very successfully, and then Ian came along to the concert last year, and I think it's fair to say was sort of blown away by the size of the event, the staging of it, etc. And after that we met up a few times, and he told me about Brian, and it seemed to make sense, because we tried to support a charity each year, that we supported a local charity and someone that we knew, or I knew Ian, and it made it sort of closer to us, you know. Sure. Although I never met Brian, he sounded a super chap, and also we wanted to do something again, as I say, for someone we knew and from a local point of view.
Yeah.
So that's why we went with that, and it's so far it's been very well supported. We've got about we've sold just under 400 tickets. Our target is 1,000.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, that's where we want to be with that.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll do it.
And we'll get there.
Yeah.
When this guy gets involved, you always do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not only that, Ian, I mentioned earlier, is a businessman. He's been very successful over the years. Now, he probably won't mention this, but I'm going to. He's just introduced, in the last year or so, a coconut ice cream, or
dairy-free.
Dairy-free, that's the word I was looking for. And actually, it's one of the ice creams that is very much supported by singers, because it stops it getting all that congestion.
Ah, okay,
I think Pixie Lock is a big fan of yours in terms of the
Beverly
ice cream.
Knight.
Beverly Knight.
Yeah.
Jackie Pittman.
Phil
Cavill. Harry Cash. Colin Pittman. I'm going to take some of that. No, so when you get someone like Ian involved, it happens.
Sure.
And that's the great thing about it. And we've got to know each other quite well. Very sadly, we decided to have dinner earlier in the year. I think it was February time. And Ian said, I'll meet you at the Bear. I said, OK, fine. So I met him at the Bear, you know. What we didn't quite realise, it was Valentine's night.
Right.
And we're the only two guys, the only two blokes sitting there with a rose on their table.
Instant love.
You know, and it made it difficult because I think I was, he was playing the mail that night because he paid.
Right. Okay.
But it was great. So we've got to know each other and we have good fun and we're, you know, this is going to be a big event in August.
Absolutely. It sounds absolutely wonderful.
You know, talking about sound, actually, because I didn't mention it up until now. We talk about the actual performers, but you've got to talk about the stage that it's performed on and the sound system that we use. And the stage is phenomenal. We've got it insured for just over £500,000.
Wow.
So that gives you some idea of the stage.
Yeah.
The speaker system is Bose.
Right.
Right? And I think the head of Bose UK is a guy called Simon. Can't remember his surname, forgive me. But he's come up with two special speakers, PA systems for the day. Now this, I'm not a technical guy, so I was being briefed on this before I came into the show. These speakers are suspended like off mini Eiffel Towers on either side of the stage, okay?
Right.
And these, where they're suspended, they're then computerised, so each speaker within the system hits every part of the audience. Now, if Phil Bennett's listening to this, which I know he is in his van, I hope I've got that right, mate. And if you haven't, why don't you ring into the radio station on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm sure you can get it off your iPhone and give Bob a call and see if I've got that right. So anyone that's listening to the station now, the event that we're going to put on the 25th of August is going to be the best event that you can go to this year. Trust me.
Yep, it sounds fantastic. Well, and in case you're still wondering what we're talking about, it's the open air concert in aid of the Brian Norris Charity Appeal in support of the Scleroderma Society. That's taking place on Sunday, the 25th of August. Starts at 4:30 and it's at Ingate Stone Hall, and we've mentioned you've got talented soprano Jackie Pittman, soul singer Irie Jay and his band Pure Class, Phil Cavell, Amy Langfield, and singer-songwriter Mike Summers. The very talented young Harry Cash, of course, will be there, and it'll be a fantastic evening.
In fact, Bob,
yeah.
What I didn't tell you is just a week or so ago, I've just confirmed there's a young girl singing, another soprano, it's phenomenal. I think she's just on the process of being signed.
Great stuff.
Marilena Gant.
Great stuff.
So she's going to be on the stage with Jackie as well.
There you go.
And also we've got three singers that are going to be doing one song each from Suffolk.
Okay.
We try and do a bit of work with Suffolk. And also, I think, can I just say thank you to a few people that have helped us?
Sure.
The Journal magazine, which are based in South Woodham Ferries, they've supplied all the flyers for me, as well as sponsoring the stage.
Right.
They've been phenomenal. Waitrose in Billericay, by allowing me to put the flyers in there. Sainsbury's, again, flyers. And when you imagine that footfall of people going through
Absolutely,
their store
yeah.
and you've got the flyers there.
Yeah.
And it just gives us that much more opportunity to make that a little bit more money for the charity.
Sure.
So, you know, a big thank you to all those guys.
Well, I wish you every success with the event. You deserve it. You've obviously worked hard to put all this together. Colin Pittman, thank you very much. Ian Drury, thank you very much. I'm having trouble with your name for obvious reasons. There's an extra R in there, isn't
That's
there?
Quite
yes.
Right.
Tim Farmer and Basil, thank you so much for entertaining us today. And, of course, lovely Jackie Pittman, who has now left us. And Harry Cash and thanks for coming in today. It's all been a bit mad in the studio today. And it was very nice to hear you sing. You obviously got a big talent there and a big future ahead of you. So best of luck with that. What can I say? Thank you very much. Here's Vampire Weekend.
Hi, this is Phoenix 98 FM. As you might tell, Bob's not here anymore. He was useless, so we got rid of him. I'm going to take over the show from now on in and take it from there. Now, in all seriousness, we'd like to thank Bob for hosting us today and having a frantic time and for all the support you're giving us. And thanks for the listeners for listening in.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Basil. Thanks, everybody. It's been a great pleasure. Cheers.